Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion research firm. And I would like to ask you a few questions concerning problems facing our nation and state and local communities. I can speak with Exo Sanchez, please.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, is that you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois?
California.
California, okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right, sir, and what racial or ethnic group do you identify with most?
I'm Brazilian. I don't know where does that land. Hispanic. I don't know
where
it lands. Hispanic. Brazilian.
But you're Hispanic or Latino, right?
Yeah. Well, does that count as Brazilian? Yeah. Huh?
Yeah. Because I have white or Caucasian, Black African American, Hispanic, Latino, Latina. Native American, American Indian or Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander,
Latino,
okay. All right, sir, in what year were you born?
2002.
What year?
2002.
2002, right?
Yeah.
All right, 2002. Thank you. All right, sir, and I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you most likely to vote? Are the chances most likely to vote? Okay. All right, sir, and if you had to pick, okay, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Right now, I feel like it's inflation.
Okay, so, all right, inflation.
Poverty and all that.
Okay. Inflation. All right. Okay. Now thinking back, you know, to 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump, or like many people, did you skip that one?
I voted for Sanders, Bernie Sanders.
Okay. All right. All right, sir, and thinking again about the November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
No, I'm going to vote for Trump for sure.
Okay, so be Republican Donald Trump, right? Okay, so some people feel more, you know, certain about who they plan to vote, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me, how likely are you to vote for the following candidate? Use your scale from 0 to 100. 0 meaning there is no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you would definitely vote for them, okay? The first one would be Joe Biden.
0.
There. Okay, Donald Trump.
100.
Okay. Thank you. All right, and in thinking about the election this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for a Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
In my district, Republican.
Republican, all right. All right, so now if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for a Democrat, Adam Schiff, or Republican Steve Garvey?
Republican, Steve.
Republican, okay. Republican. All right, so and who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Would that be Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
The Trump Party.
So would that be somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
All right. Thank you. All right, sir. Please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree